Hey there, book lovers. Welcome back to the Booklicious podcast, your go-to corner for book chats, honest reviews, and stories that stay with you long after the last page. I'm your host, and today we're talking about Overdue by Stephanie Perkins. Yes, the same Stephanie Perkins who gave us Anna and the French Kiss and Lola and the Boy Next Door. But this time, she's left the teenage romance halls behind and stepped into adult fiction with something much quieter, gentler, and honestly, kind of haunting in its simplicity. If you've ever found yourself wondering whether comfort can sometimes be a cage, this book might just hit home. So, what's the story? Overdue follows Ingrid Dahl, a 30-something librarian in the cozy town of Ridgetop, North Carolina. She's been in a long-term relationship with Corey, the kind that's fine, safe, predictable. They've been together for years, sharing routines and a quiet life. But when Ingrid's younger sister gets engaged, it stirs something uncomfortable, a realization that maybe comfortable isn't quite the same as happy. So Ingrid and Corey decide on a one-month break, a trial separation of sorts, where they're free to date other people. It's supposed to help them figure out whether marriage is truly their next step, or if they've just been drifting. What follows isn't dramatic or full of twists, it's subtle. It's a year-long look into Ingrid's world as she questions what she wants, re-examines her choices, and even finds herself drawn toward a coworker, Macon, quiet, complex, and maybe just as lost as she is. But don't expect scandal or melodrama here. Perkins builds the story through small, honest moments, the kind that feel like real life. One thing that stands out right away is how different Perkins sounds in this book. If you know her for her young adult novels, full of humor, spark, and immediate chemistry, you'll notice that Overdue feels slower, softer, and more introspective. The writing is warm and observant, but quieter. Perkins gives us a lot of everyday moments, shelving books, helping patrons, long talks with friends. It's like she's inviting you to sit in a cozy library corner and just watch life happen. That tone fits perfectly for this story. Ingrid's emotional world is complicated, but subtle. She's not making grand gestures or big declarations. Instead, we see her think, hesitate, and slowly grow. And for adult readers, that restraint feels authentic. Let's talk characters. Ingrid is painfully relatable. She's the kind of person who's always done what's expected. Steady job, steady relationship, steady everything. But when life finally asks her, "Is this what you really want?" she realizes she doesn't have the answer. Her sister brings that contrast, someone bold and moving forward. Corey, her boyfriend, represents the comfort zone. And then there's Macon, her coworker, who challenges Ingrid in ways she didn't expect. Some critics have said Macon could have been fleshed out more, that he's too quiet to be a fully believable romantic lead, and I kind of get that. He's mysterious, but not always in a compelling way. Still, the emotional beats between them, those hesitant conversations and shared silences, feel real. It's less about sparks flying and more about warmth building. Now, Overdue is structured month by month, each chapter marking time as Ingrid's life unfolds. It gives the story this quiet rhythm, like you're watching the seasons change alongside her. It's not fast-paced, and that's intentional. Perkins captures how real-life change actually happens, unevenly, awkwardly, and often without fanfare. But fair warning, if you're someone who prefers books with quick-moving plots or big dramatic twists, this might feel a little slow. For those who love character-driven stories, though, this steady pacing feels just right. At its heart, Overdue isn't just about romance. It's about identity. It asks tough questions. How do you know when you're truly happy? When does comfort stop being peace and start becoming complacency? Ingrid's job as a librarian becomes a beautiful metaphor for her life, surrounded by stories, but hesitant to rewrite her own. There's something deeply comforting about that setting, too. For book lovers, a library backdrop always feels like home. Perkins also touches on the quiet dignity of work, of caring for people, even in small ways. There's love here, not just romantic, but communal, between coworkers, sisters, and friends. So, what does Overdue get right? The emotional honesty is probably its biggest strength. Perkins writes with empathy. She doesn't judge her characters, even when they make messy or unglamorous choices. The small, bookish details of Ingrid's world make the story feel authentic and lived in. But it's not perfect. The romance sometimes fades into the background, and a few side characters feel underused. If you're expecting fireworks and grand romantic gestures, this story won't give you that. But if you're craving a reflective, tender look at adulthood, at love, identity, and the fear of change, it delivers beautifully. Overdue isn't a page-turner, it's a heart-turner. It's the kind of novel that doesn't shout for attention, but quietly earns your affection. Stephanie Perkins has traded in the bright charm of her young adult romances for something older, wiser, and more grounded, and she does it with grace. If you love books set in libraries, if you like stories about rediscovery and quiet bravery, or if you just want a cozy introspective read for a rainy afternoon, Overdue will absolutely find its place on your shelf. And maybe, like Ingrid, it'll make you ask yourself, what parts of your life feel overdue for change? If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a rating. It really helps other book lovers find us. Thanks for tuning in, and as always, happy reading.